Keller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al. But do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah. Why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we are live in New York City. We attended the United Nations High-Level Forum yesterday on the culture of peace, and we're talking about peace tonight on the show, sustainability, peace on Earth, and we're joined by Steve Robertson with the Peace on Earth Foundation. And Steve, we're talking about all the destruction, all the things that are happening.
Go ahead. It's actually Project Peace on Earth.
Project Peace on Earth, excuse me, and talking about all the different, you know, in Rwanda and all these different things, and hearing panelists yesterday that have experienced that, you know, children being forced to kill their own families and crazy things like that, you know, that some of us can't even fathom to experience something like that. It's crazy, you know, and talking about the Palestinian issue, you know, my mother is Jewish, my father's Irish and Dutch, so I was raised with some Jewish culture, and you know. And in that Jewish culture, it's all about like protect Israel, that's your people, and what, no matter what, you have to protect Israel. And I'll tell you what, that's total BS that they shoot a rocket and you level a neighborhood with fighter jets, or, you know, it's crazy. And on top of that, they do double taps, which means after they hit a building, they wait 5-10 minutes so the paramedics and children and people arrive and they hit them again. And they do that in Iraq and Afghanistan and all the other countries who go to war, you know, and things like that. And it's horrible, you know, and those are the things that I totally agree with you on, have to be stopped. And we have to come together in some unified way to stop it. And I think free energy and zero point energy and things like that to stabilize resources is a good start. And what we talked about earlier, which was thought, Steve, such a good point, because Charles was talking about that earlier on the show. We have to change our thought consciousness, all of us together, to have these types of free energies come in, because if the thought's not there for it, we'll never manifest it.
Well, with all due respect, I find it an interesting paradox that the first commercial after our segment and the first commercial leading into our segment has to do with people shooting guns and
at the gun range. Yes, I know.
At the gun range, and you know, look, you know, guns are for one purpose, bombs are for one purpose. You know, they're for killing, for killing people or killing animals, and again, you know, the more conscious we are as human beings, and the Native Americans exemplify this. When you go into the sweat lodge of a Native American, the sweat lodge represents the womb of Mother Earth, where you go in to die and give up what's keeping you from holding and manifesting your prayers into reality, and you give that up. And they say, you have picked up the hot rock of suffering. What's required is that you turn your hand over and let it go. But the first thing you do when you go into the sweat lodge is you kneel down, your head on the ground, and you enter the sweat lodge. You say, let nothing be done to harm the children. And if we could hold that tenet, you know, as a philosophical gospel for how we operate as human beings, then there would simply be no war. If we had women standing arm to arm at on the border of every country where there was conflict and saying, my child will not go to war. And if we had men with enough kahunis, you know, to stand up and not go into the manufacturing plant where they're putting together bullets or manufacturing bombs or engineering some weapon of mass destruction, and really were real men, and said, "Hey, just not coming in. I'm going to starve before I do this." Then the world will change quite rapidly. But this, you know, as Plato said, you know, all war is for profit. And we know that there is a very specific, you know, agenda that's taking place by a handful of people. Robert Kennedy was assassinated over talking about these secret societies that pull at the strings and create profit at war on either side. And this is just a plain and fact reality. I'm here in Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is a major culprit in the overall scheme of horribleness on the planet. 9 times out of 10, every piece of content that comes through and reaches the masses, be it TV, film, or music, is likened to the German term Schadenfreude, which means to literally take pleasure from someone else's suffering. And if that is what is leading the psyche of how we operate as human beings, then we are clearly like the Titanic. We are destined to hit and sink. And if we as a culture demand that the level of content that we have that is reaching our own consciousness and that of our precious children who we are to be caretakers over, you know, we demand that that content is loving and kind and compassionate and uplifting, then the world as we know it will change dramatically. But we have, you know, the entertainment industry is taking, you know, major lead and coming up with the fact that we've gotten to Saw 1 is an atrocity, much less Saw 2 or 3, right? And the fact that nobody stands up, that no man goes into the theater and circles that theater, I do this, and I see a young child that's clearly under the age of 17, I go to the manager and I say, "Look, you have a choice. You either remove that child from the theater, or I will call the police and they will be removed." And we don't have enough men standing up like that. That's really the bottom line. You know, we're allowing other people to be, you know, to run rickshaw over how our children think and how they act. And the content that's coming through the TV 99.98% of the time, murder this, figure out who's a serial killer. Fox has a TV show called The Following, which is about a ritual tribe of serial killers that torture children and enslave children and ritually murder people on TV, no hidden camera with it. And yet, you know, you have companies like, you know, major corporations, you know, sponsoring this sort of content. Food companies, car companies. Nobody writes these people to say, "You people are monstrous. And by the way, I bought your stock. I, you know, you're done. You're done." I just think it's a call to men to be a man. Stand up. Be loving. Be courageous. I'm not putting up with any country, I don't care who it is, Israel, putting a prison wall around another group of human beings. Desmond Tutu, Nelson Mandela, Jimmy Carter, Roger Waters. I mean, they all say the same thing. This is apartheid, clean, you know, plain and simple. If it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And we can't allow this as a human race. The mandate is to be loving. And I challenge every man that's listening to me tonight, you know, is the game of life. We're all going to die. Is the game of life about how many women you sleep with, how much money you make, how many fast cars you drive? Do you really think that's going to be the litmus test by which your life is measured at your last breath? If you do, I must literally say, with all due love and respect, you are insane. But if indeed the true course of who we are as human beings is as we leave and take our last breath, ask ourselves, to what degree have I left this place a kind, loving, more compassionate, and caring planet of peace? And you have literally done everything that you could possibly do to accomplish that. Wow. Will your life be full of grace? All right?
Steve, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. And I know that came from the heart, and that's why we have you on board the team, and you're such a great representative of peace. ProjectPeaceOnEarth.org. And take heed with
I'd
that.
I'd also like to say real close, you know, in closing, I have a new book called, you know, The Power of Choice, Success in Your Life Purpose. You can find it on Lulu. If you're looking for some insights about how to find your life purpose, we all have a mission here.
Yes.
Find your life purpose.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
You have a great night.
Updates on 2012 Spiritual and Galactic News. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and thank you, Steve, so much for saying that. It really came from the heart, and that's what's up. We need people more like you out there. And joining us also, another regular on the show. We always love having him on because he's such a man with such depth and knowledge on so many things. Thank you for coming on the air tonight, Dr. Rich Allen Miller. How are you?
I'm going bald. Unnatural causes. Just kidding.
Excellent. Well, the topic tonight is sustainability, world sustainability, global peace. I attended the United Nations high-level forum yesterday. I'm here in New York City, Rick, and it was unbelievable the stuff that they talked about in terms of consciousness and unifying. And this segment tonight, I want to talk your take on global sustainability, world peace. What?
Yes, I'm.
I know it's a big one.
Yeah, good luck with that. If it were real, you know, maybe, but there's other things going on that have me concerned.
Let's talk about that. For example,
in information theory, there is a theorem that states that if you have enough information to ask a coherent question, you have enough information to answer it. Now, this forms a body of mathematics called algebras, and there are logic systems like Clifford algebra, dimensional math, physics, that kind of thing. And, of course, as sciences we are always looking for mathematical algorithms that will allow us to, take the chatter on the internet and somehow predict accurately the future. And the recent discovery using a form developed by Ben Goetzel, the math guy, has suggested that, and this is with a 3-sigma error coefficient now. This means it's 99.99975% probable that the event will occur, which suggests that Fukushima was an extinction event, and that all life in the biosphere will be gone by the year 2050. Now, that's mathematics. And so, having, let's say, a cosmic consciousness here, that's a good word, that would allow you to change the movie, would be, how do you clean up plutonium? So with that said, right now, I don't eat anything from the Pacific Ocean. That's my first cosmic conscious hit. How's that one feel? And I would not probably say, I would say, from what we're seeing now in terms of thyroid cancer in children out of Japan, Japan's dead. And that they don't know it yet. And that if you look at from tomography, from space, with toys, you can see that Japan, there's nothing between it and oblivion. It's on a precipice with the deepest trench in the world. And that probably, within your lifetime, Japan will no longer exist as a continent. I think that Fukushima was possibly the most serious event in world history. Well, maybe not. Maybe we've done it before. Maybe that's what Mars and the asteroid belt was about and why we're here by surrendering our racial memory. I don't understand everything about global sustainability. I have ideas of my own. I would say, for example, it would be a real good thing to start with educational reform. That's a good word. How about starting with kids under 4, since everybody in school is already gone? And that possibly what might also work is something that you and I and Xavier Hawk have talked about, and the idea of somehow taking food off the infrastructure of monetary systems and making it a divine right thing. That's a paradigm shift in agriculture where you lived provided your food and water, like they do sometimes water. Now, I don't know where this is all going to go, because really the issue is about intentionality. And when you have a few people that are doing everything around greed, there's nothing that's going to be able to survive that.
Well, I think that, forums like we were talking about the United Nations yesterday, some profound things that were said for me was a lot of South American countries that were talking about, it's going to take this conscious shift of people realizing the planet is one organism and we have to take care of things. And disasters like Fukushima, which we've talked about many times in the show, have to, you know, the world has to come together to try to stop that thing and things
well,
like
that.
How do
you stop nuclear reactors? And back where you live with TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority, that's crazy. There are more than 17 nuclear facilities now on the Madrid fault line that are all open pit, spent reactor rod places. They have no plans on how to get rid of plutonium. They were going to leave that to our children. Now, you know, that's the whole concept of what greed is about. That's what I meant by intentionality. And so it's a good concept and well and good, but in some sense, it may be a little late. Plutonium is a planetary killer. We're not talking about half-life of 300,000 years. So, you know, I don't mean to be doom and gloom, and it is possible. How about changing the movie by your perception of time, where all of a sudden you go down into the moment, like the moment of death, where there's an ascendance or transition, and you move to another level of consciousness, which has nothing to do with space or time. That's a good dream, and that's possibly one solution that I see as a scientist. I'm writing a book now called The Non-Local Mind in a Holographic Universe. And frankly, this last week since I've been studying this algorithm more, I'm getting depressed. Now, I'm just running it down to you as a scientist. It would be remiss of me not to mention that, there are pictures of plants where the particulate from the original explosion on March 11th, when it went through the United States, knocking trees down and things like that, where there's these dandelions now that are growing to 3 feet tall. Seen them. I've got pictures exactly like in Fukushima. And guess what else? They've turned the filtration systems off as of last week because they can't contain it. Now, where do you think that goes? And with that said, yes, someone might come up with, we'll call it, say, the Hutchinson effect, where you use radar as a scalar to somehow change orbital ratios for decay and change the world that way. Or maybe we'll do it with structured water. Yeah, look, the problem is it's all well and good, but the first thing that has to happen is this craziness with our romance with nuclear energy. That has got to stop. In fact, they're rioting. Oh, yes, Mars is colonized. Of course it is. How could it not be? That's your get-out-of-jail card. And right now, according to remote viewing and some of the other chatter that we're picking up in the military set, right now they're in full revolt on Mars because of Curiosity and that little tiny nuclear power plant that it has. Yeah, plutonium on Mars, and that's like prime directive. They don't want any of that kind of thing over there. Now, what's going on in that regard? I don't see anybody talking about closing down, turning off, or dismantling all the nuclear power plants. That was Matt Stein. I do urban survival skill workshops with him. He's the one that wrote 400 Chernobyls. What does that bring to mind?
Well, Rick, you touched on some amazing points. That's why we love having you on the show, because Fukushima is serious. I've been talking about it since it's happened. People need to pay attention. People need to get involved because...
Well, that's the place you need to start.
That's
where
right.
I would start.
That's a good topic for the World Peace Summit. And Rick, as always, your website has a ton of information on it, and the website that people can go to for your not just your articles but books and things like that is richardallenmiller.com. Rick, thank you so much for coming on the air.
My pleasure.
All right, have a good night. We'll be right back after these messages.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you, Rick, for coming on. Always Dr. Rich Allen Miller, Harvard professor, and he was Navy Intel and worked for the government for a long time and always has good information. So good point, Rick. Good point. Fukushima, and people need to pay attention to it. Now we're moving on to our next guest, and again, the topic is United Nations High-Level Forum. That we attended yesterday. The topic was global peace, world sustainability. You know, how can we get into it? And our next guest is someone that will have a different outlook and an outtake, if you will, on global peace. And he is not just an astrology reader, but also a member of Council of Vedic Astrologers, National Council for Geocosmic Research, American Federation of Astrologers, and the Tucson Astrologers Guild. And astrology is just amazing for one, Jeff. So that's really cool right there. I love it myself. And you have a huge bio involved with speaking at many events for MUFON and Joshua Tree. And, you know, the list goes on and on. You've been on Coast to Coast. And lots of good information to talk about. But if you would, Jeff, talk about your outlook, your outtake on where things are, how you see it, and how do you think we might be able to get to world sustainability or world peace?
Well, thanks for having me on. That's a good question. I think right now where we're at, the astrology shows that over the next probably 2 years, we're in a situation of change that is very volatile. If we could expand our consciousness and not always be so given to war, putting out war with war, we probably wouldn't have where we're at. And I think the any time you deal with a capitalistic system such as what we are on and have been on for at least a couple thousand years or longer, we're going to get these growing pains, and we're certainly in them right now. The big thing on the plate right now is there's a Uranus-Pluto square, which in plain English means every time, I've gone back actually several hundred years, every time this series rears its head, there's either revolution, issues about injustices to humanity, there it either precedes or post-seeds war, if you want to say it that way. And I hope that doesn't happen. It certainly doesn't need to, but I think humans tend to go, you know, towards that fear factor, and that's what happens. You know, the big thing on the plate right now, we can see the wars, you know, or the drums of war are pounding over Syria, you know, and...
And talking about that, Jeff, what does astrology say about that? Have you been able to read what astrology says in that?
That's exactly what I was just saying, is that the series we're in, And I want to be clear to someone listening who may not be familiar with the intricacies of astrology. They're started last fall. In September, we started a series of what we call square aspects between Uranus and Pluto. And we're also marching to a very interesting date on the winter solstice of 2020. I was on a number of radio shows in 2011, where everyone was worried about what was going to happen in, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar with 2012 coming in. And I actually had to say the astrology showed nothing. And not that nothing hasn't happened, but we haven't had the end of the world happen. And I never thought it would happen. But I got to tell you, there's a very ancient system that was used in Egypt and also in ancient India and many other places in the ancient world, and they're called the Great Conjunctions. In fact, there's a lot of evidence that our forefathers were acutely aware of this, particularly George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and others. And the last major, what we call, conjunction that we had was in 1702, which ushered in the Industrial Revolution and also brought us the United States, the formation of this new world, if you will. Even though it was going on much earlier. And we have the next major, what we call mutation conjunction, coming up. That's another phase that happens every 240-something years. It's coming up the winter solstice exactly of 2020. So again, plain English, I think we're going to see a lot of the astrology shows, we're going to see a lot of disruption and I think breakdown of systems with new ones trying to replace it between now and 2020, and this square series that I mentioned earlier crescendos this fall up until the spring of 2015. So we're right in the middle of it. And, of course, that's exactly what we're seeing. Look at the chaos financially. Look at the chaos in Egypt. Of course, the Middle East. We've got Iran behind this, Russia, China. I mean, it's a very precarious situation right now, and I'm glad you did the prayer yesterday.
Thank you. And, you know, talking about these things and, you know, for a lot of listeners out there that don't understand, you know, astrology, it's basically looking at the stars, the planets, and and explain a little bit about that, because that is really confusing for a lot of people and listeners out there that don't really understand what that is, Vedic astrology.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. There's actually a number of types of astrology. Most people are familiar with the newspaper stuff where they know their sun sign. And it's kind of sad because what's happened the last 100 years, everyone's running around thinking they're their sun signs. Everyone says they're a Libra or a Scorpio. And I always kind of laugh at that and say, no, you're not. You're much greater than that. You're a soul having a physical experience, and your sun sign's not you. And if you get into the ancient astrology, you can really see just how trite and shallow that is. And even though a lot of people will read and get some vague generalities that are accurate, but there's many branches. There was what we call birth or natal astrology. Then there was mundane astrology. Mundane astrology was the study, kind of what I'm referring to right now. It's worldly events. It's the kind of astrology that affects changes in society. It can also mark, sort of like the Farmer's Almanac goes on a version of it, where you can see, you know, weather patterns and et cetera. That's called mundane astrology. And there's several others. There's my most favorite type of astrology is very ancient. It's called interrogations. Interrogations is literally, you don't need your birth time. Most people never had their birth time in the ancient world. And they would just cast a chart for the moment in time someone breaks their consciousness. And that's, to me, proves that I think the universe is an interactive consciousness with us. We're not fated by it. We interact with it. So I could go on. There's also location astrology, where a lot of people use that one. I use that for clients all the time. Where you live really affects the energy, and it's specific to each person. And then, of course, there's also electional astrology, and that's picking auspicious times to commence an event. I actually have a picture of George Washington in a mural with his Masonic apron laying the cornerstone foundation of the Capitol at a good astrological time.
And, Steve, when you have such a background coming in from, like, the film industry and being a producer and things like that, and then coming into this, when did those worlds, like, cross? And how do you see that, when you're talking about inner peace, dealing with the 3D world, if you will, and then knowing the higher realm world of our whole lives being laid out in the stars, you know, where do you mesh the two together and find that?
Well, now you've hit on a subject I love, and that is, we're not our astrology. We're, I think, spiritual beings having a physical experience, and that's where the ancient astrology is sufficiently different, particularly Vedantic astrology, where it shows that our present personality is where our consciousness is. And any good psychologist will tell you that what we believe makes our happiness. What we believe also makes us take action or not take action. Well, the ancient astrology would look at karmic energies that were coming at us and also cycles, which are amazing. And when people become what I call self-consciously aware, that's when they can really make an effectual change in their life. Rather than living in fear, you start seeing the cycles and you become proactive and react more consciously. So I think we can thank partially the religions for demonizing astrology. George Carlin might have been right when he said the best thing that came out of the religions was the music. Now, not that there isn't some good things in the music or in the religions, but it's been demonized. And what's interesting is
Jeff, hold on right there. We got to take a quick commercial break. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No problem.
But we can't stop the commercials on the station, and we'll pick up right where we left off. So hang on right there, Jeff Harmon. We'll be right back after these messages.
nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and such an amazing show we had tonight. And again, we're here live in New York City in Times Square, and we did a live meditation connecting to Asheville last night. We attended the United Nations high-level forum, and I sat on the floor of the United Nations, and the topic was the culture of peace. And it was just amazing to hear consciousness come out of the mouth of people talking up on the panel live on TV about how we are one with the planet, mostly South American countries, talking about how we are one with the planet and how we must start bettering the planet and things like that. And so much conflict and things and stuff, you know, coming along ahead of us. And again, a splitting of the worlds, if you will. And Jeff, where do you see, you know, in a global sustainable society? I mean, in the stars, in astrology, you're saying the next 2 years are going to be pretty rough. And then there is a time of peace, of global peace.
looks like there's a major change and shift coming in by 2020. Because what happens every time these happen, there's a major shift in consciousness and usually a new direction in society. And if on my website, it's jeffharmon.com, I actually have a newsletter that I've left up for a while. I went back a few hundred years and I talk about all these events. I have things like Gandhi on there, Hitler. I mean, it goes into all the different revolutions that coincide with this. And part of it is people feel the injustice. They rail against the injustice that they feel against them, their society, their structures. Oftentimes structures become worn out when these astrological energies happen, and that's what brings the breakdown. We're seeing this on every front right now. I mean, the U.S. Treasury bonds, the U.S. dollar in the global situation, we're seeing it in finances of countries and human rights of countries. So this often brings to foreground the revolt against this.
And the next 2 years, what can people do to prepare to better themselves, to not just survive or go through what's ahead, but also ways we could start implementing world peace or sustainability?
Well, I think you did, you know, what you were just saying. What people who hold their space, like you just did at the UN and your prayer groups like this, as well as just each individual trying to hold their state of consciousness and not buying into fear. Fear is one of the most powerful tools, I think, that is used. We see this in the media right now. It's like we've got to the atrocities in Syria. We must respond. Well, what's the difference if you kill somebody with gas or a bomb? Is there really any difference? You're still killing people. And I think if we can be let in to the repeating consciousness that has pervaded on this planet for such a long time, that's the definition of an insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I think when people move more towards, hey, I'm not going to buy into that. I'm not going to buy into the fear. And I really believe we're spiritual beings having a physical experience.
Yes, I agree.
And the cool thing about Vedic astrology is it actually, in my opinion, proves reincarnation. You can see past lives. You can see why. You know, I do so many readings. I've been doing all this almost 40 years now, and I got started back in the 70s. My mother was actually a wonderful astrologer, and that's how I started learning it. And I was kind of skeptical at first, and then afterwards I saw, wow, this is just too accurate to be by chance. And
yes,
that's when I really started delving into it. And by the 80s, I had amassed quite a library. And the bottom line is that you can see through these ancient systems, particularly in Vedic astrology, that what we do now affects not only the soul, but it affects what we're going to probably do in future incarnations. And I don't believe we live once. In fact, there's actually a lot of science that's beginning to validate that, particularly in parapsychology, some, you know, the hypnotherapy work, etc. The bottom line is, you can see why people come back and maybe they get these horrible lives with, you know, the parents or situations that we read about where, you know, why would a child be born into this? Why would they be born in Syria right now having to watch, you know, this go on, or Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or all the other wars that have gone on this planet for the last few thousand years or longer? And, you know, you got to say karma makes some sense. And when you see the efficacy of Vedic astrology, you start going, you know, what my consciousness is now, the way I react to the world now, is going to have an effect not only on me, but probably the world. Even though we don't think it does, it does. But thoughts are literally things. In fact, the ancients in India used to call them samskaras. We call them thought form elementals in the West. And what a thought form elemental is literally what Dr. Emoto is photographing. Mm. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Yes, and absolutely.
There's proof of it. And sacred positive thoughts always have sacred geometrical shapes. Negative, worry, anger, hate comes out looking like gobbledygook. So when people hold their consciousness in a positive state, they're not going to buy into fear. And I think the astrology helps us say, okay, we're in a time of turmoil, but it's not going to go on forever. It'll change. It will evolve.
And, Jeff, over the years in dealing with the film industry and LA, we had Steve Robertson on earlier tonight talking about how the film industry and so many things are playing such a role in really corrupting and putting out, you know, bad energy and things like that in terms of you know, programming people and programming with such horrific stuff they're putting out there. You talk about TV series where they have serial, you know, rapists going around with children and stuff, and that's
Well, look at Breaking Bad. We have a, you know, a high school teacher, you know, promoting meth labs. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, that's really nothing new. If you go back, it's much more pronounced now. But going back into Hollywood, I actually have had a lot of experience in the studio systems. I actually believe there's some outright propaganda that's been perpetrated for many years. There are certain films that are art. There are other films that are propaganda. They are shaping public opinion without question. And It takes a lot of money to make a really good movie. And even though we're watching the actors we like and et cetera, and all the special effects or whatever the storylines are, the people writing the scripts, or I should say the people funding the scripts, fund certain scripts that have certain agendas, and they don't on others that don't. So there's clearly, you know, an evil influence that has been on this planet. But I also believe the divine is stronger. And what I love about the ancient astrology is it shows that astrology is the interactions with our consciousness. But, you know, you can actually get the name of your guardian angel from your birth chart. I can't do it in Sanskrit, but I can do it in Hebrew and Aramaic. And everybody has a guardian angel. Everybody has a genius, or you could say like a presiding spirit. And again, this stuff has been lost ever since the Nicene Council swept it up in the dustpan and threw it away back in the early part of the first millennia. And what's interesting, and it systematically got eliminated, each emperor had a great contribution to that while they secretly used the tools themselves. But the point I'm trying to make is that it proves the Zodiac isn't just some airy-fairy New Age thing. It literally, there's 72 angels that rule the firmament to the good, or the positive angels. There's 72 demons. And then if you go into all the different hierarchies of angelic forces and demonic forces, it's literally a reality machine. And once you get past the 1960s Linda Goodman sun sign astrology, you start getting into the real stuff. There's biblical correspondences. There is codexes that are intertwined in the Psalms that correspond to just legions of angels, at which every soul incarnate is literally interacting with that, both karmically and through free will. And I think the more we gain consciousness, especially divine consciousness or spiritual awareness, I think the more we can enlighten that stuff. Because I really think this is a time where there's 7 billion souls on this planet. And that's a lot of people. I don't know that that's happened before in any time that we know of. And something is clearly going on here. And I really believe life is divine. And you look at life, what it does, it's just miraculous. And genetic engineering is never going to figure that out, in my opinion. Not totally.
I agree with you on that one. Well, also, Jeff, and so great to have you on the show, and so much information, and love to have you back again. And jeffharmon.com is the website. Thanks again, Jeff, for coming on the air.
You bet. Thanks a lot for having me, and I'm glad you're doing the prayer work you're doing.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your service as well. It's a unifying force. We all have to come together to make a change.
You bet.
Have a great night.
You bet. Thank you.